Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Pam Harper back on the show. Pam's a great member of our Brain Trust now, coming up on 15 years as a member of our Brain Trust. She is the founding partner and CEO of Business Advancement. She's the co-host of their Growth Igniters radio program, which is outstanding, that she conducts with her husband, Scott. She's the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock. She is one of the best thought leaders on management and leadership in our Brain Trust. She's our good friend. Pam Harper, welcome back.
It's great to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. You're always welcome here. Pam, I'm generally a happy person. I wake up happy. I raise up out of bed, and I'm ready to go immediately. I like life. I love being a business owner. But there have been times, and some days are better than others, as the song goes, some days a diamond, some days a stone. But even when my business was having a tough time, I was still happy I was a business owner. What has happiness changed? Have I got the wrong definition of happiness? You seem to be concerned about a trend in happiness.
Well, that's right. I think that there's certainly nothing wrong with being happy. You want to be happy, but the fact of the matter is that what I'm particularly concerned about is an elephant in the room, the topic that nobody is talking about. Everybody knows that nobody wants to talk about it, which is that there's this expectation to constantly be happy at work. Constantly be happy at work.
Who expects that?
Think about this.
Is it the employer or the employee that thinks that they need to be happy? Where's it coming from?
Well, it is one of these things where everybody plays a role. And here's how it works. It works that we say, okay, we all have to be happy. And there's a self-expectation. I need to be happy all the time. I mean, we see it in the media. We hear it at work, all of this. And so the fact is that the world is a volatile place. And I've worked with companies that are successful. I've worked with companies that have been dealing with a lot of growing pains. And, you know, you think about growing pains, Jim. The word pain, you know, is part of that phrase.
Mm-hmm.
And when a company is successful, it's just as difficult as when a company is not successful. It's just a different kind of crisis. Mm-hmm. And so if we have this expectation that if we put in a foosball table or we're having parties all the time and everybody should be always happy, happy, happy.
Yeah.
There's a challenge with that, because here's what happens. There's excessive stress because maybe I don't feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a hard time dealing with a new way of doing things. We just acquired a company. We're about to be acquired, you know, whichever way it goes. There are new systems that are coming in, new technology that's confusing. Our customers are coming at us in different ways. And so we have excessive stress. And the morale goes down, the productivity goes down, there are missed goals, excessive mistakes. And everybody's going, what's happening? And what we've seen, you know, certainly in a full employment economy, employee retention is a huge issue. And so this has a real ROI kind of impact. And I think we have to be much more realistic about where happiness fits in.
Well, it seems to me, and I started warning about this years ago. I started reporting about the Gen X coming along in the marketplace 20 years ago. I spent a lot of time over the years reporting on with experts on Gen Y coming aboard. Now we've got Gen Z coming aboard, and one of the things that people kept saying was, Well, we have to make adjustments for them. We have to augment our behavior for them. I read an article the other day where this company says, yes, we weren't having any luck with our millennials until we put in a ping pong table and some kind of something else or some other thing that, and I thought, okay, who's doing the work when they're playing ping pong? You know, we don't come to work to play ping pong.
It's supposed to pay off.
Well, but my point is, what I said when people said we have to make these adjustments, I said, okay, maybe you can make some adjustments when it works, but you don't give your company over to these young people. They have to conform. They also have to conform to you. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about some of the things that I've done. And Pam, I know you've got some ideas on how we can manage this. How can we be productive and, but, you know, maybe not always be happy? Right after the break, 20 till, I'm Jim Blassing and Pam Harper, and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.